flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, no, man. Tiger Woods' mom passed away.
Really?
Yeah. Certainly send our condolences to the Woods family. I never met her, but she always seemed a very sweet woman. We are live. B-Mitch wants me to rename it Media Row here in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Makes more sense.
It is definitely filling up. Now, it must be contagious. Nikki can't figure out her mic, and now B-Mitch has his mic on the top of his head.
I was chewing the Doritos, and I did not want to, you know, laugh or say I crunch, but I'm going to eat when I feel like it. But I'm just saying I didn't want to crunch.
Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post sitting in with us. These tables are all filling up. There's like a lot of these around us yesterday were empty, and there was plenty of kind of workspace. It's all filling
up. That
was
an Odyssey workspace there today. Just roll in and say, get the hell out of our seat.
Yeah, that lady looks like she's not messing around. There's a lot of boxes. They mean business. I think one of the most fascinating subplots.
Bring that thing so you get your whole head on the thing.
Doug, you care about the stream at a much higher rate than I do. There we go. My whole head. The assistant coaching stuff. Where are we at with Brian Johnson, David Blau, Tabuta Pritchard, Nikki?
As far as I know, Brian Johnson, he interviewed for the
Houston.
Houston. They hired the OC yesterday.
Okay. So he's sticking.
Yeah. David Blau, did block from interviewing with other teams. Clearly a son. They like him.
Because I thought he was interviewing for, like, passing game coordinator.
Yeah.
How do you block it if it is a promotion?
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to give them something.
That's probably the question. I need to refresh my, like,
it's going to be fascinating because they're going to have to give him a new title.
Yeah, they've changed the rules multiple times over the last few years to, like, make it better. So you can't just block people from, you know, moving up in their career. But
I think what has happened, people have been given these – basically empty titles.
Right, yes.
Oh, passing game coordinator, but he don't do any damn thing with the passing game.
Right, right.
Assistant head coach, which he does nothing with the...
Right.
So
and
think
they're not
now,
uniform team to team, so is it really a promotion just because it's a different title? With a team?
There you go.
So, yeah. But, yeah, they clearly like him, which says he has a good rapport with Jaden, too, and I get the sense that they really want to create some continuity around Jaden, which smart.
They're probably getting ahead of it for next year.
For next year, too. Yes, they want to have depth. So if Cliff does get another head coaching job, that someone is next in line. They have a succession plan.
That was exactly where I was going. And just the other one, Tavita with Jacksonville, right? Has Jacksonville made a hire yet?
I thought they did.
I'll do a quick Google search.
Yeah. I think that's the only one I saw for Tavita so far.
Apparently there's a leading candidate, but nobody has emerged.
Okay.
Here's where I want to land. We can all answer this question. Nathan Skill Chasey from Iowa State is emerging as possibly Liam Cohen's guy. We'll see, but it doesn't seem like that's a done deal with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive coordinator.
Nathan may change his mind in the last minute like Liam did.
Offensive coordinator and play caller for the Washington Commanders, week one, 2026, is who, Brian Mitchell?
2026? It's going to be Brian Johnson.
One vote, Brian Johnson. Week one, 2026, offensive coordinator, play caller, is who, Nikki Jabala?
Yeah, I'm going with Brian Johnson.
I kind of think it's Blau, dude. I would have said Brian.
So you think Tavita's gone, or he's going to leapfrog Tavita?
The only dude they've blocked is Blau. Everybody else got to interview.
Yeah, because you may Trevino may be out the picture, but I think Brian and Whitcomb still there. Because if you Blau, I think him being an offensive coordinator is not coming next year. I think that's another year, another 2 years out.
Totally fair. I just look at what transpired, and I think Tavita, I think Brian Johnson.
If I they think have there's a chance Brian Johnson is gone too. He has.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
I think if Brian Johnson has a much higher profile, I think it's possible if they have another really good season that not only is he getting OC interviews, but like. At what point are we running out of Tampa Bay OCs to become head coaches? Like could he get onto a different list, a different track?
But I look at it like this a little bit. Blau, and they talk about him and also his roommate with Jaden. Mm-hmm. Does Blau have a better relationship than Tavita? You know? And it's like, is it okay? They feel like, okay, we can let Tavita go, but we still want this working relationship.
Or if Cliff gets this job, is Blau his OC wherever he goes because Cliff's calling the plays?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a million layers to all this. It's kind of a fun exercise to try to project out. Who the hell knows? Maybe it's still Cliff. None of us answered Cliff, by the way.
Yeah, because I think Cliff is the head coach next year.
I think he's the head coach.
I think all the jobs this year kind of sucked.
They sucked. Like,
and I think that's why.
Just take any job.
Right.
Yeah.
I think next year, man, Cincy, Buffalo. You talk to enough people around the league. Obviously, nothing happened with either of those jobs this year, but like a dude like Kingsbury, where there's no financial impetus to go, he's not taking a job without a stud quarterback.
Yeah, nor should he.
Right.
Nor should any OC with options should not go anywhere without a quarterback.
How many teams with stud quarterbacks you feel are going to just be straight garbage next year?
Since he missed the playoffs this year, if they miss the playoffs again.
Maybe not straight garbage, but in the position where they'll want to move on from a head coach. I could see.
I mean, at what
Buffalo
point in Buffalo, if Buffalo goes another year where they can't get past KC, do they change
something? That could go the rest of their lives. So,
I know, but
somebody's got to be the scapegoat. You know how this works. Like.
Don't you think at some point, I was talking with somebody last night, it was really interesting. Apparently the structure in Buffalo is the head coach and the GM report directly to the owner, kind of independent of each other.
Oh, that sounds like...
Well, it also doesn't allow for, like, the power struggle of, like, okay, GM's going to blame the coach. Coach's going to blame the GM. Try to... Like, it's an interesting dynamic in what is a place where they can't win. Dude, if we're being nuts...
I'm going to just say, Sean is a great communicator.
B, if we're being crazy, at what point do people in Baltimore ask a couple questions?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if these teams are loaded and they keep losing to the Chiefs. I don't know.
Know what keeps happening? The offense normally falls short.
I know.
Shout out John is like, ain't me.
Shout out to Denton for getting us wings. Nikki, you are welcome to stay as long as you'd like. Nikki Jabala is sitting with us here on Media Row. When we come back, last night I got to catch up with Jahan Dotson and Carson Wentz. We're just going to play those interviews and let you draw your own conclusions. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.